Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and thanks to James Stroud and Sheldon Ehrlich, and a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. We'll hear the world premiere recording of a brand new piece by Leo Brower for guitar, quartet, and orchestra, and also a 2000 interview with Leo Brower where he talks about his approach to composition. We'll also hear the Souvenir of Russia for two guitars by Fernando Sor and music by Bartok. We'll start with folk music from Scotland. This is the Hebridean Dance by Marjorie Kennedy Fraser, performed by Paul Galbraith. Galbraith opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Hebridean Dance by Marjorie Kennedy Fraser. Fernando Sor is best known today as a guitar composer. However, he also wrote a ballet based on the Cinderella story that was so successful that it was chosen for the grand opening of the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow in 1823. This is music Sor wrote about his time in Russia. This is the Souvenir of Russia for two guitars, performed by Angela Ferreiro and Iago Regosa.
Thank you.
Fernando Sor's Souvenir of Russia for two guitars. Angela Ferreiro and Iago Regosa performed. Coming up next, an interview and world premiere by Leo Brower. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. Two of the leading guitar composers in the world today are Egberto Gismonti from Brazil and Cuban composer Leo Brower. Leo Brower has written a musical homage to Gismonti for guitar, quartet, and orchestra titled Gismontiana. In 2000, Leo Brower spoke about his approach to composition.
My music in general is not a music with a circular structure, the arc form, which is typically from European tradition. Medieval chant, Gregorian chant, and so on, that start like man's life in dust, development, maturity, then decrepitude, and death. This is the principle of Gregorian chant. But this is very European. Mozart was composing in ABA and in a circular arc form, which is, anyway. I compose in the Oriental, African, Hindu, which is not reflected exactly in Occidental culture. It's something that develops and goes up and then comes back and then grows up like a raga Hindu, the Hindu raga.